Blackstone Audio presents An Italian Wife by Anne Hood. This book is read by Cassandra Campbell. For Gogo. Part 1, 1889 to 1925. Salute. In America, anything was possible. This was what Josefina's husband told her before he left their village to catch the ship in Naples. She didn't know him, this husband of hers. Their marriage had been arranged by their parents long ago, before Josefina had breasts or menstruated for the first time. He was considered a step up for her family. His parents owned land in the next village, and pigs, and even a cow. He had been to Rome, where for 2 years he worked as a guard at the king's palace. Vincenzo Rimaldi, Josefina's mother had told her from the very day the betrothal was set, when Josefina was only 8 years old. He will give you a good life. You will have fresh milk every day, and pork all year long, and most important, you will have land. Land is better than gold, Josefina. Josefina had nodded, but really, she would rather have gold than land or pigs. She liked pretty things, shiny things, things that glittered. She collected rocks with veins of fool's gold, or pieces of flint that sparkled in the sun. Once she found something bright blue and unidentifiable, and she kept it in her apron pocket, believing it must be valuable. Because